The Jersey Devil, Pine Barren's horse-headed headache. Of course, New Jersey has its own cryptid. The state that gave us diners, traffic circles, and an entire genre of angry reality TV also spawned a winged, horse-faced demon that's been terrorizing the Pine Barren since the 1700s. Locals call it the Jersey Devil. Outsiders call it that thing you hear about between Bruce Springsteen songs. We just call it the most New Jersey monster imaginable. Origins blame Mother Leeds. Legend says that in 1735, a woman named Mother Leeds got fed up after giving birth to 12 kids, and upon learning she was pregnant again, cursed her 13th child. When the baby arrived, it sprouted hooves, wings, and a horse's head, then flew up the chimney and into folklore. Parenting advice was different back then. Since then, the Jersey Devil has been blamed for livestock deaths, eerie cries in the night, and the occasional drunk camper swearing they saw something with wings while stumbling out of a Wawa. Description: build a demon workshop. Head horse-like, but scarier and probably overdue for dental work. Body: scrawny, kangaroo-ish, sometimes goatish, always unsettling. Wings: bat-style, leathery, perfect for terrorizing your nightmares. Feet: cloven hooves, because every good cryptid needs fashionable footwear. Cry a scream somewhere between lost child and angry factory whistle. Notable sightings. Reports of the Jersey Devil have cropped up for centuries. In 1909, newspapers across New Jersey and Pennsylvania went wild with dozens of sightings in a single week. Schools closed, factories shut down, and people swore they saw the beast flying overhead. Basically, it was the original viral cryptid panic without hashtags. Since then, the devil's been spotted lurking in the Pine Barrens, frightening farmers, confusing hunters, and once allegedly getting into a stare down with Joseph Bonaparte, Napoleon's brother. Yes, really. Nothing screams serious folklore like a French royal being out-weirded by New Jersey. Theories, pick your favorite. Mutant offspring, the cursed with 13th child theory remains the crowd favorite. Bad luck, bad vibes, bad genetics. Escaped zoo animal. Some say it was just a kangaroo dressed up as a prank, which raises the question, who's pranking with kangaroos in colonial Jersey? Mass hysteria, a few screams, some shadows, and suddenly the whole state loses its mind. Not exactly rare for Jersey. Literal demon, sometimes you don't overthink it. Hooves plus wings plus screaming, demon. Cultural legacy. The Jersey Devil isn't just a campfire story, it's branding. There's a hockey team named after him, merch galore, and annual festivals in the Pine Barrens. He's been on TV, in video games, and probably lurking in your cousin's tattoo sleeve. Unlike some cryptids who fade into obscurity, the devil thrives on Jersey pride. Loud, weird, and slightly terrifying. How to spot him or avoid him. Drive through the Pine Barrens after midnight. Listen for unholy screams that make coyotes sound polite. Look up when your headlights flicker. Those wings aren't bats. If you see him, don't panic. Just offer him pork roll versus Taylor ham. That'll distract anyone in New Jersey. Final thought, New Jersey's perfect monster. The Jersey Devil is chaotic, loud, and refuses to be ignored. In other words, he's Jersey in monster form. Whether he's a cursed child, a flying kangaroo, or a literal demon, he remains one of America's most iconic cryptids. And if you want to channel your inner Pine Barrens panic, suit up in cryptid gear before your next midnight drive. Because in Jersey, you never know what's screaming in the woods or at the diner.